Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, November 30th. First, our winter road report brought to you by Advanced Marine and Power Sports. They're your local Yamaha dealer in Grey Bruce, offering full service in a professional atmosphere. Highways are listed as mainly bare and wet. County roads in the region range from bare to partly snow-covered with slushy, slippery sections. Visibility is good to fair. Grey Bruce OPP say one person has died in a two-vehicle collision on Grey Road 17 in Georgian Bluffs. OPP say it happened at 8:30 this morning in the Copper Kettle area. A passenger vehicle and a propane truck collided. The driver of the passenger vehicle was taken to a local hospital where they were pronounced deceased. A passenger from the same vehicle was taken to local hospital with life-threatening injuries. The driver of the propane truck was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. OPP say an investigation is in its early stages and updates will be shared as they become available. A local summit on clean energy innovation and recovery was held in Saugeen Shores yesterday. It was hosted by the Nuclear Innovation Institute and Bruce Power. Over 150 people took part in the virtual event, including local MPPs Bill Walker and Lisa Thompson, as well as representatives from local economic development agencies and from the counties. The summit focused on innovative efforts of the clean energy industry and economic opportunities in Bruce, Grey, and Huron. One of the things that was noted during the summit was Bruce Power and its nuclear supply chain boosted Ontario's GDP by more than $4 billion in 2020. The summit also highlighted six new Bruce Power suppliers in the region: Laurentis Energy Partners, Maqua Cahill, Nucleom, Plan Group, and PCL Construction, as well as Westinghouse. The discussion also highlighted opportunities for the area to lead in a clean post-pandemic recovery, including carbon sequestration in agriculture, energy stability, and the production of medical isotopes. Development company Flatto is holding a drop-in community engagement session tomorrow from 4 until 8 in the evening at the Best Western Inn on the Bay to garner feedback on Greystone Village development plans. Another step in the planning and approval process for a proposed 829-unit subdivision in Owen Sound was marked at City Council's meeting last night, where they received a report for the mixed-use build being proposed by Flatto on a 73-acre property across from Georgian College. The development would include three commercial blocks located along 8th Street East, more than 650 townhouse units, 160 apartment units, and 18 single homes. Councillors heard yesterday the public meeting to be held by the city as part of the approval process will likely be scheduled for sometime in the new year. The Ontario government has passed the Working for Workers Act. It requires most businesses to outline its employees' right to disconnect from things like emails and online demands. It bans the use of non-compete clauses. The Ontario government says the act also removes unfair work experience requirements for foreign-trained immigrants trying to work in their professions, and it also introduces a mandatory licensing framework for temporary help agencies and recruiters with an aim to help prevent labor trafficking. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 489 points to 20,659. The Dow Jones is down 652 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.22 U.S. cents, down 29 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $66.93, down $3.02 a barrel. Taking a look at sports, three rinks in a field of eight have been confirmed for the Port Elgin Chrysler 22 Ontario Tankard. Rinks skipped by John Epping, Glenn Howard, and Pat Ferris have all earned their berth and will compete at the event, which runs February 9th to the 13th at the Plex in Port Elgin. Five games in the NBA tonight, including the Toronto Raptors hosting the Memphis Grizzlies. There are eight NHL games tonight, but none involving Canadian teams. The Toronto Maple Leafs, who have won 9 of their last 10, will entertain Colorado tomorrow night. The Islanders game at Philadelphia has been postponed due to a COVID-19 issue with the New York squad. In the OHL, Cervak Petrovsky is the Huron Tractor Attack Player of the Week. Petrovsky scored 3 goals in 2 games last week as the Attack picked up 3 of a possible 4 points. Friday, the Owen Sound Attack visit Kitchener. Meanwhile, the Sudbury Wolves are not playing their next few OHL games after 12 players tested positive for COVID-19. In the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League, the Knights of Meaford got by New Tecumseh 2-1 this afternoon. And in Major League Ball, American League Cy Young Award winner Robbie Ray is departing the Toronto Blue Jays for a 5-year contract with the Seattle Mariners. You can find more sports on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca.